After working as a social work assistant for some time, probably 3 or 4 years, I decided I wanted to qualify as a professional social worker. So I took myself off and did a course, a 2-year course, which you could do in those days because I had a previous relevant degree. So after 2 years, I came back and was lucky enough to get another job within Kingston, working as a professional social worker within a disability team, so specialising in supporting people with a physical impairment or health condition. And at that time, two disabled people came on the scene. You've heard of them already, but their names are Anne McFarlane and Jane Campbell, who approached the council, made a proposition, really. They didn't want services from the council. They wanted money to organise their own care and support because they felt they could do it better and they would be more in control of their support and it would help them to become more empowered and independent. So luckily, the Director of Social Services and the assistant at that time were very receptive to this. They were very kind of clued up and switched on with the disability movement and those kind of principles. And they said, great, this is a great idea. Let's go for it. Let's try this out. So we set up an experiment, a trial, if you like, not really an experiment, but a trial to see how it could work. And volunteers were asked for, and I put my name forward to help develop this new scheme, this new way of working. And that's how I came to be first involved with Kingston Association of Disabled People, as KASIP was called then.